It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morning, Chris Hipkins.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Good morning. I'm going really well, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
So good.
It's a sunny day up here in Tamaki Makaurau.
So I can't
say
the same in Wellington. It's all cloudy and wet and cold here in Wellington today.
Classic Wellington.
Yeah. Classic Wellington.
Very good. We've got a few things we want to talk about today. I thought we'd start by talking a little bit about this COVID-19 inquiry and some of the backlash that the Labour Party has faced for former ministers not appearing at the public hearing. What do you make of this backlash from the coalition government?
Well, I mean, I think what the coalition government are after is not an inquiry at all. They want a show trial. They basically want to, you know, if they could get away with it, I think they'd drag Jacinda Ardern down Queen Street with leg irons on. I mean, they seem to think that, you know, there's that sort of attacking Jacinda Ardern continues to give them mileage with a certain group of voters, and that's what they're really focused on.
Do you think it would have been a little bit of a, I want to do air quotes here, better look if you had just kind of fronted face there?
I mean, we did appear before the inquiry. I mean, one of the things that people need to remember is we've been interviewed multiple times by the inquiry. We've provided written answers to them. All of that's public information. The inquiry themselves said, look, we don't actually have any more questions for you. We don't have any more information we need from you. So this was basically just going to be, if anything, you know, a show for the public, and actually only a certain segment of the public who were really interested in that.
Right, okay. So you're satisfied with everything that Labor's done for this inquiry?
Well, I mean, we've given the inquiry everything that they wanted. So every question they wanted to ask us, they've had the chance to do that.
I want to move on a little bit to talk about the urgent debate that took place last week on Palestinian statehood. Obviously, a lot has happened over the weekend. We've seen thousands of protesters turn out in Tamaki Makaurau and Te Whanganui a Tara. How do you feel about how the debate went down last week?
I was disappointed with the way the debate in Parliament unfolded, but I think it's well and truly time New Zealand recognised and spoke up about the atrocities happening in Palestine. There is an unfolding genocide happening there. Starvation is being used as basically a weapon of war. And, you know, New Zealand should have spoken up much more strongly against that much, much earlier. I think finally the Prime Minister did something last week. But I think that was, you know, but the old question of sort of too little, too late. I think we should have recognised the state of Palestine a year ago. But, you know, them saying, oh, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Well, when? You know, that is the question. And when are they going to answer it?
You referred to it as a genocide, which I know you've hesitated to in the past. What's changed for you on that?
Well, we've called it an unfolding genocide. And the reason that we use that language is the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, are still the people who have make the final determination on whether it's a genocide. And we do need to be careful not to, you know, basically appoint ourselves judge and jury. There is an international law process that needs to unfold there. But there's also an obligation on countries to prevent genocide. And you can't do that unless you recognise when it's starting to happen or when it's happening. And so calling it an unfolding genocide, I think, respects the role of the courts, but also respects the fact that the world has an obligation to prevent it.
Are we falling behind countries around the world by this sort of lag on recognising Palestinian statehood?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when even our good friends like Canada, the UK, Australia, when they're moving forward with that, New Zealand's not. New Zealand wasn't even willing last week to sign a memorandum condemning the starvation of people in Gaza. I just think that shows that the New Zealand government has lost its moral compass when it comes to this issue.
Totally. That's just embarrassing.
Yeah, a little bit. Very good. So going into election year, I mean, it's pretty dire to think that this will still be going on when we get into the election next year. But if it is sanctions on Israel going to be part of Labour policy?
They already are. I mean, we've said that we should be applying sanctions on Israel now. We should be recognising Palestine now. We should be supporting interventions at the International Court to really condemn the actions of Israel, to call out the unfolding genocide as it's happening. I think New Zealand government, you know, we're not a big military power. It's not like we can go marching in to the conflict ourselves, but we can play a moral leadership role here, which New Zealand has in the past, and I think we should again.
Yeah, it's. I feel there's a lot of our listeners who are feeling a little bit hopeless about the situation, seeing this sort of lack of action from our government. Do you think the pressure from protesters across the country is working in any way?
Well, I think it has, because if you saw the Prime Minister unilaterally changed his position last week, that would appear to have just been something that he did without really consulting David Seymour and Winston Peters, and did show a bit more leadership in condemning Benjamin Netanyahu. And, you know, I think that was a good development. But you've still got Winston Peters and David Seymour out there basically contradicting him. So I just think this government, when it comes to foreign affairs, don't seem to have a coherent and consistent position.
I want to move now to talk a little bit about this TVNZ political poll, which came out last week, showing a bit of a surge in Labour support, but still quite not enough in terms of numbers to govern. How do you feel about these poll results?
I'm encouraged at the movement of the poll since the last election. You know, we got about just under 27%, so somewhere in the 26% range at the last election. And now we're routinely polling in that 33-35% range, and that's a big improvement in a year and a half. If we make the same kind of improvement in the next year and a half, I think we'll be, you know, well ahead of the current government. So you know, we knew after the last election we needed to get out and win back every single vote that we could, and that's what we've been focused on doing.
And what's the plan for getting that support up over the next few months in terms of rolling out some more policy going into election year?
Yeah, New Zealanders have given us some pretty clear feedback. They want us to focus on the things that matter to everybody. Mm. So we've put front and centre four key issues: jobs, because everybody is better off when they can get a good, well-paid job; health, because everyone should have access to good, quality healthcare; homes, because everyone deserves a warm, dry, you know, affordable place to live; and the cost of living, because the cost of living is just really hurting everybody. And so by putting those four things right at the front of our priorities, I think we're really speaking to the issues that New Zealanders care about and that are affecting them. I think that's one of the reasons our support is lifting. So the sorts of policies that you can expect to see us unfolding in election year are the ones that will speak to those four issues.
Mm. So we can expect to see some sort of quite concrete policies rolling out shortly, because I know that that's some feedback that Labour faces at times, that there's a lack of sort of solid policy lined up.
Well, we're still a year and a half away from the election, and a lot can change in that time. So, you know, the current government seem to think the parliamentary term's over and the election's upon us already. But actually, there's still a lot that they can do. So if you take an issue like the cost of living, for example, if the government come up with things that will actually make a difference for New Zealanders, I want to be in a position to be able to support that. It doesn't look like they're going to. It looks like they've given up already. They're now asking us to come up with the ideas of how to fix the problem. But actually, if they come up with things that are going to work, then I want to be able to support them. If they don't, then obviously we'll come up with some alternatives.
Mm, it's a little bit of a stalemate waiting for each other to make a move, isn't it?
Well, the difference here is that they are the government. You know, anything that we do at the moment is just words, but they can actually take action. They could get out of bed today, head off to work, and take action that would make a difference for New Zealanders. Unfortunately, in opposition, you're not in that position. The best that you can do is put some ideas out there that you might be able to do in a year and a half's time. And so, you know, I've said to them, look, you need to do more. And on those issues, jobs, health, homes, cost of living, these are areas where we're happy to work with you to actually get some things that will work for New Zealanders. But not much is coming from them at the moment.
But I mean, when you look at other parties in opposition, for example, the Greens, I mean, they're challenging the government, but they're also announced their green budget, and there's some solid policy there. So I'm just curious as to why there seems to be a bit of a delay in terms of any concrete announces of policy from Labour.
The smaller parties, I guess, get the luxury of being able to announce things and change their positions without people really noticing. As soon as Labour puts policy out there, everyone will notice, and the government will certainly notice. And you can bet your bottom dollar, as soon as we put anything out there, they'll start attacking us, because they don't have any policy of their own to defend. You know, their track record's abysmal. So, you know, I think at the moment we New Zealanders should rightly be putting the heat on the government to come up with some solutions to the issues that the country faces, because that's what they were elected to do.
Right. I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you so much, Chris Hipkins, for catching up with us this morning.
thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you next month.
All right, lovely to talk to you.
Cheers. Ka kite.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.